Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected dear family members, after explaining Vedas, Brahmanas, Aranyakas and Upanishads, together known as Vedic literature, we explained Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyakaranam, Chanda Shastram, Kalpa Shastram and entered into the sixth Vedanga, Jyotisha. I told you Jyotisha has got three major parts. The first one, pure astronomy, which is science. The second part, pure mathematics, which is also science. And the third part, prediction. The prediction part does not come under the definition of science according to the modern definition. Whereas the Sanskrit word Shastram, it's correct for prediction part also. Yat Shasayati Tat Shastram. Whatever is directing you, guiding you, motivating you, showing you the pathway, that is known as Shastra. Science is a small part of Shastra. Science in Sanskrit means Vijnana or Avidya. Here in Jyotisha we have got astronomy, which I just explained few days back and uploaded in YouTube. Now I shall be explaining about the mathematics. Even if I take 2 years non-stop, I explain it. Just to think that for 2 years I am explaining the mathematics of Indian origin, right from BC 500. It will not be completed. More than 1,000 books, original Ganita and Jyoti Shastra books have been translated to English by many people, including Banaras Hindu University, Aligarh Muslim University, Vishveshwarananda Institute, Patiala, Hoshiarpur, and so on. These books come from Aryabhatta 1, Aryabhatta 2, Bhaskara 1, Bhaskara 2, Lallacharya, Manjulacharya, Vateshwaracharya, and so on. Unfortunately, many of these books have not been read by any Indians nor the foreigners. Either the original book in Sanskrit has not been read, nor the translated versions. Translated versions are very easy to understand, but deep. Like modern astronomy, modern mathematics, the subject matter dealt in Vateshwara Siddhanta, it will be impossible for an ordinary MSc mathematician to understand what is given in Vateshwara Siddhanta, which was written 748 AD. That is 1250 years ago. Such an in-depth presentation of mathematics and astronomical concepts are given in Vateshwara Siddhanta. Manjulacharya's book, very difficult to understand. Bhaskaracharya 102, Aryabhatta 102, and so on. I would like to say, and so on. These books contain numerous theorems. And for understanding these theorems directly by anyone who loves Indian mathematics, he should know four type of number system. The first number system, as everyone knows, just like we have got number system in our in English, Malayalam, Hindi, Telugu, like that. You can see in Hindi we have got the number system 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Similarly, In Sanskrit also, number system is the Eka, Dvi, Trini, Chaturtha, Panja, Shat, Sapta, Ashta, Navadesha, Ekadesha, Dvadesha, Trayodesha, and so on. This is simple Sanskrit number system. But very rarely this number system is used in Indian astronomy and Indian mathematics. The second type of number system used is Bhuta Sangya. The third system is Kadabayadi number system. Even though rare, the fourth number system, Aryabhatiya number system. All the Kerala based astronomic books, more than 1,000 books written by Kerala astronomers and Kerala mathematicians, majority of them have used Kadabayadi number system. Kadabayadi number system is an unusual number system where one digit can be written in 25 forms. 25 letters can be used for writing one particular digit. It is the rarest in the world and it is the first wonder of the world, perhaps we can say. How the name Kadabayadi came? Ka is the letter in Malayalam or Sanskrit. Ka is 1, Ka is 2, Ga is 3, Ga. 4, Nga, Ka, Ka, Ga, Ga, Nga. Nga is 5, Cha, 6, Cha. 7, Ja, 8, Cha. 9, Nya, 0. So 1 to 9 number we got from Ka, Cha, Ta. From the Ka, Ga, 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 Nga, Cha, Cha, Ja, Ja, Nya. Nya is 0. Again it repeats. Ta, Da, 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 Na, Ta, Ta, Da, Da, Na. 1 to 9 and 0. Again it repeats. Pa 1, Bha 2, Ba 3, Ba 4, Ma 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again it repeats. Ya 1, Ra 2, La 3, Ya Ra, La Va, Sha, Sha, Sa, Ha. 1, 2, 8. So digit 1 itself can be written in Ka, Ta, Pa, Ya. The same digit 1 can be written if you are putting Ka, is the same, 1 only. Ki, then also it is 1. Ki, then also it is 1. Ku, again 1. Kr, 1. K, 1. Kai, 1. Ko, 1. Kau, 1. So like that, Cha 1, Chi, Cha 6, Chi 6, Che 6, Cho 6, Chai 6, Chow 6. 6 means number, digit number 6. This is the foundation, backbone of Kadabayadi number system. Now suppose when you are writing Swarakshara, A, A, E, E, U, U, in the first step, if you are starting a word, Akasham, there A comes the first letter. That A has got zero value. If vowels are coming in between the words, the vowels do not have any value. I mean, no numerical value, number will not be kept. So India, if you are writing India, E is zero. If E is coming in between the letters of a word, that E does not have any number. The third rule, if you are writing mixed letters, Ndiya. Ndiya means Na plus Ta plus Ya, where the number comes only for Ya. Na does not have any value, Ta does not have any value, Ya has got value. Andha, Na does not have any value, Da has got 9 value. So like that, if you are Ardha, Ra does not have any value, Da does not have, Da has got. Ardhya, Ra does not have, Da does not have, Da does not have, Ya has got the value 1. So these are all the rules. If you know these rules, The Kadapayadi number system is known to you. And remember, when you are telling one letter, say for example, Ravana, multiply with Ravana means, Ra means 2, write 2 in the first place, Va, Ya, Ra, La, Va, 4, write 4 in the 10th place, Ravana. Na is in the Kadapayadi system, Na is 5, write in the 100%. So, whenever you are pronouncing letter by letter, one after the other, each letter, the first letter comes in the first position, second letter comes in the, as its numerical value, in the 10th position, third letter comes in the 100th position. So, like that you can see Anandapuram. If you are writing Anandapuram, the first rule, A, vowel has come in the first, so it has got value 0. So, A is 0. Na is known that it is 0. Na is 0. So, A, Na, 0, 0. First, A is in that first position. Na is in the 10th position. We are writing the 0. Nda. Na does not have value. Ta, 6. Ananta. Pura. Pa means 1. Ra means 2. So, 2, 1. Anantapuram, 21600. This is the angular minute if you are converting 360 degree into angular minute. So multiply with Anantapuram means multiply with 21600. And this is very commonly used in Kadapayadi system. Pudumana Somayaji and Nilakanda Somayaji, hundreds and thousands Sangara Varman, and Achyuta Pisharadi, hundreds and hundreds of Kerala-based astronomers and mathematicians, they have used the Kadapayadi number system for writing the theorems and values and presentation of astronomical data. Without the knowledge of Kadapayadi number system, understanding Jyotisha is impossible. That is why majority of the people are ignorant about Jyotisha. That is why majority of the people say that Jyotisha has got a Jyotisha is superstitious, because they are not in a position to understand. I close my eyes and say that when sun has not risen. I do not study that one, then I say that the whole Jyotisha is superstitious. Without the knowledge, minimum knowledge needed for understanding the number system, how can one go deep into the astronomy, astrology or mathematics, any of the subject? So remember, Kadapayadi number system commonly used. Say for example, when I say to you that Gopajnaya Dinadhama, Gopajnaya Dinadhama, this is nothing but a word, but it has got a message. Ga means 3, Gopa, Pa means 1, Gopajna, Nya, 0, Nya, Ya, 1, Gopajnaya, Di. D means Dha, 8. Na means 0. Again, Dha means 9. Ma means 5. So, this is written as in a statement that Earth revolves around the sun at 59 angular minute, 8 angular second, 10 decisecond, 13 microsecond. What is the 13? Gopa. Gopa is 13. Nyaya, 10 decisecond. Dina, 0, 8 second. Dhamma, 59. Dha, 9, ma, 5, 59 minute. So 59 minute, 8 second, 10 decisecond, 13 angular second is the revolution speed of Earth around the sun. It is the correctest, I am using a wrong word, it is the correct value written by 1448 by Alathiyur Pudumana Somayaji, who was born in Alathiyur near Thirur in Malappuram district of Kerala. So like this, Chandamsu Chandradama Kumbhipalayam Vyasastadartham Bhuvimukti Hetu. Chandramsho Chandadama Kumbibalai. This is the value of pi. Cha, cha is 6. Ndra, ra is 2. Chandradama, da is 8. Ma is 5. Like that, right from first position, 10th position, 1000th position, 10,000th position towards left hand side. You can get the value of Akshara in digit number in Kadabayadi number system. The revolution of the whole planets, the values, the declination, the rotation, the revolution, and the movement, and latitude and longitude, position, Rashi, and the sign, the degree, the minute, the spudam, the right ascension, lagnam, everything is written in Kadabayadi number system in Kerala astronomy or mathematics book. Unless you know about this particular subject, then how can we understand about the astrology or astronomy or mathematics? As simple as that. The second number system is Bhuta Sangya number system. Very interesting. Very interesting, very simple also. But people may feel that it is difficult. Say for example, if I say Veda, how many Vedas are there? 4 Vedas are there. So Veda means 4. Guna, Sattogunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam. So Guna means 3. Rama, Parashurama, Balarama, Sri Rama. So Rama means 3. Agni, Agni and its synonyms. Agni, Anala, Pavaga, and Havyavahana. All this, Agni means 3. Because in Yagashala, we have got Ahavani Agni, Dakshina Agni, and Garhavati Agni. 3 Agnis are there in Yagashala. So Agni or fire means 3. Then you can see some of the things. Yama Niyama. Yama and Niyama are 2. So Yama means 2. Similarly, there are so many words which we can use for 2. For 2. Ubaya means 2. Yugma means 2. Similarly, earth. There is only one earth. So Bhumi, Prithvi, Dara, Daritri, Kshoni, the earth and its synonyms, only one. Rupam, one person is there in the world as that person. Rupam is one. Chandra, only one moon is there. Chandra, Shashi, Shidambu, and so on. These are all one, four one. So one you have got, two. Ashwini Devata is two. Ashwini, two Devatas are there. Ashwini, three. So Murti. Murti is also 3. Guna is 3. Murti means Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Rama is 3. Agni is also 3. And their synonyms also 3. Veda means 4. Samudra means 4. Because we consider 4 quadrant of earth has got 4 Samudra. Vana, forest. Kananam. All that stands for 4. 5. Panja Buddha. Buddha means 5. Indriya means 5. And Suar. Panja Shara. Shara. Ishu means 5. 6. Shad Rasa. Ritu. Shad Ritu. So Ritu means 6. And similarly Rasa. Shad Rasa. Sapta Rishi. Rishi Sannyasi. Rishi means 7. Swara. Sapta Swara. It means 7. And Ashta Dik. Dik means 8. Ashta Vasu. Vasu, serpent, naga means 8. Graha means 9. Because Navagraha. Nanda also means 9. Because in Nanda Vamsha, at the time of Vikramaditya, there is Nanda Vamsha. And Nanda Vamsha has got 9 great famous kings. So Nanda means 9, stands for 9 kings, but the number 9. Rendra, Rendra means holes, hold. So in human body there are 9 holes, so Rendra means 9. For 10 generally there is no number, you can write a 0. 0 means Shunya, Gha, Gha means Shunyam, Ambaram, Akasham, Gaganam, Vanam, everything stands for zero. 11. Ekadasha Rudra. Rudra, Parvati Vellava, Shiva, all stand for 11. Dwadasha Surya, Arka, Dinagara, Aditya. The synonyms of sun gives 12. Synonyms of Lord Shiva gives 11. Vishwe Deva means 13. Manu means 14. Almost here ends the number. Up to 14. Tidhi means 15. So you can see 1 to 15 we have got numbers. Then as in Kadabayadi system, first word right in the 10th position, first position, second word in 10th position, third word in 100th position, and so on. Sharadri Ramanala Yojanani Kuvayu Kakshya Paridaha. Shara means 5. Adri, mountain, means 7. 7 holy mountains are there in India. So mountain, Giri, Parvada, all stands for 7. Sharam 5, Adri 7, Rama 3, Anala 3, right, from right to left. First position, 10th position, 100th position, and so on. So Shara 5, Adri 7, Rama 3, Anala 3, 3375. Yojana is the circumference of the earth, 12.11 kilometer. One Yojana is 12.11 kilometer, as given by Indian National Science Academy. So unless you know the Bhuta Sangya, reading or understanding Bhaskaracharya's book, Vateshwaracharya's book, Lalacharya's book, Manjulacharya's book, impossible. Because everything is given in Bhuta Sankhya. So, one should understand that these two numbers, Kadavayadi number system, primarily utilized by Kerala astronomers and Kerala mathematicians. Bhuta Sankhya commonly used throughout India. Bhuta Sankhya is also used sometimes in Ayurveda. Kadavayadi number system is also written in Kerala-based Ayurveda literature. Unless you know the Bhuta Sankhya, many of the Ayurvedic preparation also will go wrong. Say for example, very recently I happened to go to an Ayurveda college for taking the for standardization of Ayurvedic drug lecture. There the principal asked me a question, what is meant by Vishwe Devamsha? Vishwe Devamsha, a particular drug is to be added into the formulation. Vishwe Devamsha, they could not understand what is meant by Vishwe Devamsha. Vishwe Deva means 13, 1-3. Vishwe Deva is not the name of the God. Vishwe Devamsha means 13. Amsha means part. So if you are taking all other drugs, 1/13th this particular drug is to be added. That is the meaning of that. Chandramsha means equal part. Suryamsha means 1/12th you have to add that. Amsha means part, share, percentage, degree, and so on. So remember that it is our duty. If you want to learn Bhuta Sankhya, very easily you can learn. We have uploaded in our website. If you want to know Kadavayadi number system, you can very easily learn it. But it is not a challenge or something impossible. Very simple. You need something like half an hour for learning that. What I wanted to convey, without knowing Kadavayadi number system, without knowing Bhuta Sankhya number system, with the minimum knowledge of Sanskrit number system, one cannot go deep into Indian astronomy or Indian mathematics. The most unfortunate thing is that since it is difficult for the common people to, since they think that it is difficult for the common people to understand these two number system, they do not understand that, they do not venture to study that, and then they say Indian contribution in mathematics and astronomy is zero. One way it is correct. We have contributed for zero. Rupe shunyam, shunyam, dvishunyam. We have contributed for discovering zero. But does not mean that Indian contribution is zero. Indian contribution I will be explaining in my next lecture. Only theorems. Only theorem. How tangent theta, how sine theta, cos theta, secant theta, cosecant theta. These are all discovered in India, particularly in Kerala. Nilakanda Somayaji and Pudumana Somayaji. Pudumana Somayaji in his book Karanabaddhadi, written 1448, The sixth chapter is complete theorems, known as De Moivre's theorem, Gregory's theorem, and Leibniz's theorem, Kelvin's theorem. All these theorems we discovered 200, 300, 400 years prior to the Western mathematicians who claim that it is their discovery. But remember, our discovery is so great. Most unfortunate thing many people do not understand, it is because Bhuta Sankhya number system is used in that. Vyasat Vanasangunitat, multiply diameter with Vanam. Vanam means forest. Vyasat Vanasangunitat, multiply the diameter with Vanam. Vanam means 4. So what does it mean? It means that multiply the diameter with 4. Pradagaptam Tri Adi Ayuk Pimulaganaihi Vyase Trinikne Kramasaha Somranam Kritva Viparidhirane Yuhu. This is De Moivre's theorem. So here all number system is given in Bhuta Sankhya. Unless you know Bhuta Sankhya, how you can interpret this particular theorem? We cannot interpret it. Those who think that when Vanam means how this Vanam forest is coming in the theorem. Vanam there stands for the number 4, digit 4. So one should understand that the astronomy and the mathematics in India, these two books are, hundreds and thousands of books are written either using Kadabayadi number system or using Bhuta Sankhya. Aryabhatta has written his own specific number system known as Aryabhattiya number system. Aryabhattiya number system has not been used by others, but Bhaskaracharya has used Aryabhattiya number system for giving commentary to Aryabhatta's book. That's all. Independently they have not used. Only one individual has used Aryabhattiya number system, that is Aryabhatta I, who wrote his book in 1499, March 21st, Sunday at 1 o'clock, his 23rd birthday, he completed the Aryabhattiya book. In that book, he has used the number system Aryabhattiya. Others might have used Aryabhattiya number system only for writing commentary for Aryabhattiya. They have not used independently. All others have used either Kadabayadi number system or Bhuta Sankhya. Throughout India, Bhuta Sankhya was commonly used, and very few people know Bhuta Sankhya and Kadabayadi number system now. So we should learn it. We should never allow it to disappear from the soil of this great country. And I would like to remind you that the heritage of India belongs to Hindus of India. Heritage of India belongs to the Christians and Muslims of India, atheists and believers of India. Whether they like it or not, Indian scientific heritage is something unbelievable or incredible. That much great contributions Indians have given. It is our bound duty, responsibility and privilege. It is our dharma to learn this number system, because it takes hardly half an hour for learning. And I wish, I hope, I pray, I think, I expect that you will also learn that one. If you need more information, you can contact our website directly, www.iish.org. My request to you, go to iish.tv, iish.tv, you will be getting all the information. All the information about Indian heritage, continuously we are uploading. If you go to Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage website and to the download center, you can download all this knowledge, thousands and thousands of pages, explanations in black and white and audio system. You can learn it with these words. I would like to express my deep gratitude to you. Thank you very much. Spread the Indian heritage message as much as possible to as many people as possible, and whenever it is possible, wherever it is possible. Thanks a lot.